Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Monday, the 8th of April, 2024. For a slice of North America, it is Eclipse Day. The statue, known as Venus de Milo, is uncovered on an Aegean island in 1820. The famous piece of art is believed to have been carved late in the 2nd century BC. Venus is the name of the Roman god of love. Aphrodite is the Greek name. When we think of the Indian Wars, television has made the Great Plains conflict paramount. But there were conflicts almost from the day the first Europeans stepped off the boat. Now, honestly, both sides could have done a better job. Certainly, both sides committed atrocities. But keep in the front of your mind, Europeans did not introduce warfare and politics to the New World. Some portrayals would have you believe that the native population were one happy tribe who lived in perfect harmony with each other and nature. That, folks, would be patently false. They, like the Europeans, were human and given to all the normal human beings' shortcomings. 1832, the Black Hawk War is ongoing in Upper Illinois. You might want to note that natives fought on both sides. There were more natives fighting with the U.S. forces than the total number against. Again, neither side was lily white, but the alliances and politics were as clear as crystal. The first person diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease dies in 1906. Certainly, it was not a new disease, but just being recognized. Today, it affects about 6% of the elderly population, more often women than men. The cause remains unknown. The 17th Amendment becomes law in 1913. This one act might be the one of the most powerful in breaking the power of the states and promoting a federal identity. Originally, senators were elected by state legislatures and accountable to them and not directly to the people. This gave power to the states. But there were calls almost from the beginning to make senators directly elected, and the advocates succeeded when the 17th was passed. Two popular period actors are on the streets of New York City selling war bonds in 1918, Douglas Fairbanks and Charlie Chaplin. Hollywood through most of the 50s and maybe early 60s was fairly patriotic. The Cultural Revolution of the 60s and the Vietnam War changed that. First Lady Betty Ford is also born on this day in 1918. Ford was a very outspoken and public First Lady. Her husband was a moderate Republican, but Mrs. Ford's positions would appear to have been more towards the left. One news service wrote that, quote, "She was incapable of uttering no comment or otherwise fudging an answer to any question." Today, she is mostly remembered for her alcoholism and substance abuse and the still-operating Betty Ford Center. 1935, the Works Progress Administration is formed to put men to work on public works projects. Again, there could be a lot of commentary on this point. This is more than 5 years after the October 29 stock market crash, and maybe a bit past the deepest part of the Depression. The whole government reaction was to explode in size and scope. The WPA did some good work, but like any bureaucracy, it had its problems. On the street, WPA was known as "We Piddle Around." 8 years later, and in his record-breaking third term, FDR attempts to check inflation with wage and price freezes. FDR is a study in how people will vote for authoritarian government if the government just promises good things. In 1952, FDR understudy and now President Harry Truman calls for the seizure of all domestic steel mills to prevent a nationwide steel strike. There was a war going on at the time. Truman wanted to be painted as a farm boy from the heartland, but Harry was first and foremost a Machiavellian politician. If that term eludes you, simply, the end justifies the means. Computers are starting to come of age in 1959, at least mainframe computers. Mainframes were the computers of the day and often took up large rooms. a consortium of manufacturers, users, and researchers meet to discuss the creation of a new programming language. It will be called COBOL. COBOL remains in use to this day on large computers. 2014, Windows XP reaches its planned end of life and is no longer supported. Today, Windows as an operating system has become rather stable. Gone are the days when users avoided major upgrades and waited for the second, more stable version. XP was the most powerful and stable to that time, and maybe remains so. It was also the first to allow hot exchange of USB devices. 3 years ago, Bernie Sanders, a geriatric socialist running for president, ends his campaign and leaves the Democratic nomination to Joe Biden. Today is the solar eclipse, when much of the U.S. population will get to experience a few minutes of total darkness in the afternoon. A quick note, if you are in a region that's even a bit less than totality, it is mostly a non-event. A few years ago, we were in the band of about 95% coverage, and it was underwhelming. I'm really disturbed by the religious reactions of friends on both sides of the equation. To my church friends, do not be quick to make everything a sign of the apocalypse. Some of us live through the sermons of 85 Reasons Jesus is Coming Back in 1985. Now, I'm certain in the eventual return of Christ, but making specific claims tend to make church folks look stupid. Conversely, I'm appalled at some on the other side who are mocking the idea of the rapture. The simple fact is, rapture or not, no one is promised a future, and we all could find ourselves beyond this life at any moment. Has anyone else noticed the level of sarcasm that is resonant in the leftist agnostic elements of society? If you missed today's eclipse, they are not uncommon and occur about every 18 months somewhere on Earth. You just have to be willing to travel. The next one visible in North America will be September 14th, 2099. It will run from northwest to southeast and be visible in Michigan, Ohio, and Virginia. In north central Ohio today, there is a small child who will get to see both. That's History and Comment for the 8th day of April. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.